This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, America. This is Home Talk USA, the Invent America segment of our show. I'd like to welcome my sidekick. She's on the line right now, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I am fine, Michael. It is so wonderful to hear your voice.
Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
We did. We sat around, we ate, we watched the sunrise and the sunset, and everything was great in the forest.
Yeah, you live in a beautiful part of Tennessee, right? Why don't you tell them that where you live at?
We live actually in the Cherokee National Forest, and It is lovely. We look down on the French Broad River, and never before had I realized how much I would enjoy just learning about the history of an area.
Wow.
And that river has been here for 250 million years, so there is a lot of history to learn.
Well, a lot going on with the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA since we launched it about 4 weeks ago, and people are inquiring about it, really helping the young inventors out there, and I want to talk about that. We talked about the first steps that you need, but I really want to cover that patent, because the patent is the key to everything, that proprietary patent that realistically can protect your invention. And it's a big mistake when I go out there and people putting their ideas out there and they're not protecting themselves.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And we run into this all the time. And kind of on two sides of that is that, you know, one, they just go out there with an idea and they don't protect it. And then they're thinking, okay, well, let me license this. Well, you can't. Companies that license intellectual property, that's the key word, is that they're licensing intellectual property. The patent is intellectual property. Ideas are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. And it doesn't matter how cute yours is, I can't sell it. And so the patent now gives you the right to basically what you're doing is renting the right for someone else to use your patent to make something, sell it, and send you a royalty check. And so the patent done well is a very key component to all of this. And a lot of inventors would say, well, you know, I'll do it myself, or, you know, they, you know, fill in a template, or they don't do one at all. And then they wonder why they can't license it or why they can't get into the big box stores. And that's why, is that this is probably, you know, I get so many inventors that'll say, well, you know, it costs too much. Well, in the scheme of things, and you know this, it's the least expensive, or should be, of all of them. And, you know, marketing is more expensive, manufacturing is more expensive. So today we're going to talk about, you know, what are the options on the patent?
Great. That's a good point. So let's walk them through the steps, what you should do.
Okay. So first of all, it's not, you know, we always laugh because we'd say, you know, well, the inventor's business plan is have idea, get patent, make money. And there's so much more to it than that. And so what we look at then is not should you file first, but can you file something? So the first phase is, you look around, you, Mr. or Ms. Inventor, you look around as much as you can, but then you have a comprehensive independent search done. Somebody else that doesn't have any skin in the game as far as writing a patent, they're just doing the searching. And it's got to be a U.S. search, an international search, and a product search. So once then you get the search results back, now you can start taking a look at it. And a lot of the really good ideas are simple improvements on existing things. So when I get someone who says, well, I'm not really an inventor, I just have this simple thing, it's like, don't sell yourself short. America is made up of inventors from every walk of life in every part of the country at every age. And, you know, sometimes it's that simple improvement, like the guy that invented the flashlight that would wrap around a pole. You know, still a light coming out of the end of the stick, but now it wraps around the pole so you can, you don't have to hold it in your mouth. Very cool. And, you know, we'll get little simple things that make a big difference in an industry. And those are the things that, that the everyday inventor is working on. And it's wonderful to see the inventors get a product into the marketplace, get it licensed. We had a lady years ago that did a little product called Disposal Genie, and it is still selling at all the Home Depots and Lowe's across North America.
I remember when she first...
It's a simple little gadget. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when she first launched that. When she first launched it, came to the show. I remember that long time ago. Yep.
Long time ago. And, it was funny because so many times I will buy for Christmas for my family the new products that are coming out at the hardware show the next year. And so, it was like my son-in-law the first year was like, well, this is kind of weird that she's doing this. And then it's like the next year it was like, oh, my God, what's your mother giving us for Christmas this year? So, it's funny because the family always gets to see some of those first things that are coming out. And they have learned to anticipate, what's it going to be? What's the new secret? And, then we get to the hardware show and the licensing. One of the cool things that's happened because of Invent America is we had a gentleman call and say, I heard one of your segments and we want to license that product. And that's what we're shooting for is, that we help the new inventors, but then the inventors that are on the show, we help them because they're starting to get now some traction from the companies that want to either buy product or they want a licensed product. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. You said that, you hit the nail on the head right there, but it's a process. It's a simple process. And if you have somebody like, your company, that actually can walk them through the steps. One, you can't do two till you do one. You can't do three till you do two. Simple as that.
You're exactly right. And so when we hear these companies say, well, we do it all for you, no, they can't. Because the inventor is looking at what they learn at each step to determine whether or not they should move on.
Yep.
So when, you get the search done, now you go in, you talk to a registered patent attorney. The attorney says, here's your parameters. Here's what you can do. And then you say, all right, well, now that I know what the parameters are, now you go to an engineer. You get help with the prototyping. Because an engineer is going to charge you for every version he's got to do. If you can go in and say, this is what my patent attorney said, here's the parameters I can work within. And these are the things I can do. I can't claim them as new, but I can still do them because the patents have expired. Well, those are the parameters that a good engineer needs.
And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago on a show where we talked about existing products, and that kind of deters a lot of people.
And it does.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. We're going to take a short break. There's the music. Rita, don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is, you listen to Home Talk USA, the Invent America portion of our show. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with our first guest. Rita's going to tell us who our first guest is on the show. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow us on all your social circles, HometalkUSA.com, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Again, HometalkUSA. It's just simple. All right, we're going to take a short break. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. Let's pledge to hire a contractor today. I'm a little stuttering again this morning. I apologize on this long weekend. I'll be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Now, hey, welcome back, America. That's right. I always say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it's all about. Education, information. Right, Rita? That's the whole key. That's the whole key, huh? Educating and provide good information. Right, Rita?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So who's our next guest, Rita?
Our next guest is Morris Newman. He is the executive director of the Pro Bono Advisory Council. It's a 501c3 that assists the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office with administering the patent pro bono legal services. Morris, that is a mouthful. We need to shorten that title for sure. But thank you so much, Morris, for being with us today. And
yeah,
with that,
Rita, I'm sorry, Rita, to interrupt. We got to shorten that title up somehow.
No kidding. So, Morris, take us through a simplified version of what exactly do you do?
Well, first of all, we like to call it PBAC for the Pro Bono Advisory Council. Okay, I mean, it's a long story, which I will make as short as I possibly can. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Patent Pro Bono Program, which has been in existence in a sense since 2011 when there was a federal law passed that required them to establish it. But it really got going, maybe about 5-6 years ago, and each year gets bigger and bigger in terms of the number of inventors that we help. And my little organization, that's a tiny organization with too long of a name, just what we do is we assist the patent office with administering the program. But it's really put together, it's really put out there by a whole bunch of wonderful nonprofits scattered across the country that provide full U.S. coverage for qualified inventors to get matched up with top-level patent attorneys to work on getting their patent. So it's a great thing for those who qualify based on their income.
Okay, so I want to pick up on that part a little bit. What are the qualifications that you're looking for? Because the last thing you need is, 25,000 people calling you tomorrow to ask for help with their patent. I know that there's qualifiers. Explain those a little bit. And how would someone go about, getting a form or getting more information?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. 25,000 would be too much. 24,500, maybe we can handle that. I don't know.
Okay.
We can go for it if we need to. Okay. Without getting too far into the weeds on this, as I mentioned, there's about 22 different programs across the country that actually put this into effect. They're all independent. So, for example, some of them are, volunteer lawyers for the arts, like Georgia Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts. Indiana and Kentucky is run by the Indiana University School of Law. There's a variety of programs. And the reason I mention it that way is that each one of them has slightly different qualifications for folks entering the program. The nutshell rule of thumb is if the inventor is at 3 times the poverty level or less, then based on their income, they're eligible, for the program. Now they got a trust fund of $18 million and a low income. Maybe they won't get in. But so there's a lot that goes into it. But that's the basic rule. And so I would suggest anybody who might be hearing this, if you're an inventor who's going to be looking for, patent protection, and you're at or around 3 times the poverty level, then, no harm whatsoever in reaching out and checking out the program.
Well, I know you and I talked years ago about the fact that there's so much more to getting a product to market than just the patent, but it starts with the patent. And so when we're looking at, if being able to get the product into the marketplace is it's got multiple levels to it. But when we start out with a good filing by a pro bono attorney, and then we can move on to, you know, some other options. Licensing, then, for licensing, we need patent pending status. So right. A pro bono attorney helps a lot with that. And then a proof of concept prototype. And from there, then, we can go on and get something, you know, into the marketplace and teed up for licensing. But, you know, most licensees, they want to know that a registered patent attorney did the filing. That is critical for them.
Right, right. I mean, you know, technically, an individual can file their own patent. It's called pro se. But part of the reason why this program exists is to limit those pro se applications as much as possible. You know, that's... to the benefit, obviously, of the inventor, because, you know, patent law is very complicated, and trying to do it on your own, you know, it's might not be the same as doing heart surgery on yourself, but, you know, it's heading in that general direction. So anybody who is eligible or thinks they might be eligible financially for this program, they absolutely need to check it out so that the patent application is done correctly, just as you noted, Rita.
It's so important to make sure that it's done correctly. I mean, there's a reason why these guys go to school and spend so much money to get, you know, a law degree and then to get teed up for registered patent attorney status. And, you know, I always use the analogy, the metaphor that it's like doing your own brain surgery, and by the time you realize you've made a mistake, it's too late to fix it. So that's one of the reasons why your program is so beneficial to those inventors that say, you know, I just can't afford to do this. If they can go pro bono, they can save the few precious dollars that they have on getting that proof of concept prototype done.
Right, absolutely.
So I want to tell you how much I appreciate it, because I have had inventors come to me that have said, okay, now I'm ready to license because I've had a good attorney do this through the pro bono program, and we've been able then to get their product out there for licensing. And without you guys, they would not have that option.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's excellent to know.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this right quick. Morris, what's the best advice, though? If you had to really give that one advice that we can get out of this conversation, what would it be?
Well, first of all, of course, a disclaimer that I'm not a patent attorney, and I'm not an attorney at all, so I can't give quote-unquote advice. But the best advice would be either by going through my website, probonoadvisorycouncil.org, all one word, or directly to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's website. And again, start with the patent pro bono page at the USPTO's website to see if you're qualified there. But the PTO has tremendous amounts of educational information.
We got to take a short break, Morris. I hate to interrupt. Sure. Got to go. Give us that website right quick.
Okay, it's probonoadvisorycouncil.org.
They just spell it out. Probonoadvisorycouncil.com. .org.
Right.
All right, Morris, I want to thank you again for being our guest, and we'll definitely get you back in the future. And as we get this thing started and get everything happening here, thank you so much. Morris Newman, the Executive Director of the Pro Bono Council. Thank you again.
Yep, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on.
All right, we're going to have to take a short break along with my sidekick, Rita Crompton. We're going to be back with Rita, and we'll be making some closing remarks. And we sure hope you enjoy the program, the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA, right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com.